Isn't this a sports show?
You know this about me. I love the goofs and the ha-has. And that, frankly, should be the name of this show. I love the goofs and the ha-has.
Almost entirely.
I think for me, anything that's like, oh, cringe comedy, my general inclination is to step away from that. But this sounds much smarter than I was afraid it would be.
Your whole brand is cringe comedy, Josh.
That's fair.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe. Take the show with you by listening on the Sports Radio 810 mobile app at 810WHB.com or by searching for Almost Entirely Sports wherever you get your podcasts.
That was an upsetting sound that I had to make with my mouth.
This is Almost Entirely Sports on Sports Radio 810WHB.
We are officially midway through the week before the AFC Championship game, and I know that it feels officially a little bit different because we are fully in don't tell anyone anything mode regarding Patrick Mahomes. That's where we will start tonight. I'm Joshua Briscoe. You probably knew that because my name is in the intro. Rudy Salazar, not because you just know who I am. I'm not that presumptuous. Rudy Salazar on the other side of the glass. Don't tell me that I am that presumptuous, Rudy. I'm presumptuous of a lot of things, but not that every person within the sound of my voice right now will know exactly who I am. It's a, you know, give and take that way.
Yeah, sure. Totally.
Totally. Anyway, that's Ruby Salablow, whatever. Beards McFly, COVID reserve list at the moment. I hope to have him back before too long. They're figuring out their kind of whole COVID situation there. So you can tweet Beards and tell him that Cyberpunk. Well, you know what? Let's wait and find out if he really gets sick or not. I was going to tweet him and tell him that Cyberpunk's a good game, but I don't think we don't go that far yet. Tweet him and tell him that Jason Tatum is good at basketball. Something that is true that we just won't say out loud. Don't lie to the poor man. Don't lie to him about Cyberpunk. But me and Rudy here tonight, and we will have a couple people to help us over the course of the next 3 hours. Harold Kuntz of Fox 4 will join us at 10 o'clock tonight. And Tom Martin of Let It Fly Media will make his return to the show at 9. Tom covered both the Bills and the Chiefs, much like our friend Breland Moore did. We're going through that rotation of the people that have spent time in both areas covering both teams to get you kind of that full picture for this week. So if you missed the conversation with Breland or with Seth Kaiser, both of who joined us yesterday on last night's show, you can go to aes.show and see all the podcasts there, or just search for Almost Entirely Sports wherever you get your podcasts, and you can hear everything that you may have missed last night or that you may miss at any point the rest of the week. Also, you can watch the show anywhere. Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, we're in all those places. If you want to watch the show and comment with us, I got one computer screen that just has all the comments that come through over the course of the show. So if you have a question or a comment, leave them there. We'll take a bunch of them over the course of the show. Just leave good questions or comments, and they'll make it. Unless we forget. And then sometimes Rudy reminds me. But that is that's the plan for tonight. Me, Rudy, Harold, Tom, and we're going to talk about mostly Chiefs stuff, unsurprisingly. But the main thing, I am pretty close to just like wrapping my head in tinfoil on this one, because I've got a couple of ways I want to try to connect some pieces for you with what happened at Arrowhead today. Moments before practice starts, I was not out there for this. I've not been out of practice this year because of COVID. But moments before practice starts, practice gets moved indoors. Like right before. I heard on the presser call after the fact that was supposedly because of the wind, which it was very windy. I went out and shot a video in the parking lot right after that, and I'm wearing a hat. This was not a day that my hair was going to challenge the wind. I'll put it that way. It was windy. I don't think I've also ever heard of the Chiefs moving practice indoors because of wind. If it's a light rain, they'll go outside. If there's a flurry of snow, I think they're typically outside because they also play football outside.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was because of the wind.
I've watched a decent amount of your Wednesday videos.
Yeah.
I've seen you in some very windy situations.
It's literally always windy.
Every Wednesday seems to be a very windy day.
Yeah, and Arrowhead is a windy place.
Always outside on those Wednesdays.
That is true. That is an excellent point. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Today may have been one of the windiest days that I've done the video out there, which should be up on the 810 socials tomorrow morning if you're interested in that. Today was very, very windy. It's also been very, very windy on Wednesdays before. Wednesday, you could say.
There's certainly
WIND. Did you get it, Rudy?
I didn't. That's good.
Thank
that
you.
That is good. They're not lying, right? Like it's like when Andy. It's like it was a windy day. It's like when Andy Reid says he passed some deals and did some things. That's technically true.
Yeah,
it's technically true. It's just, you know, not the whole story.
That's right. You're just omitting some information. Omitting. It's sort of the opposite of emitting, I guess, right? Which is kind of weird. Never really thought about that. Fun with words. But so practice gets moved indoors, which means that the open period of practice that media can usually see, they can no longer see. Important clarification that I should have mentioned ahead of time. Practice moves inside, which meant the media was not going inside with them. That is step one. Step two, after the press conferences, which we'll get to momentarily, the injury report comes out. And the first injury report has a bunch of guys as limited participants in practice, including Sammy Watkins, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, both obviously great pieces of news. You want to have both of those guys back for the AFC Championship game, if at all possible. Willie Gay did not practice. Bashaud Breeland in the concussion protocol was limited. And Rashad Fenton was back on a limited basis. But at first, Patrick Mahomes was listed as a full participant with the rare concussion/toe injury designation, which this is not the case, but it is kind of funny to me to imagine that had to come from the same sort of circumstance. And not even like, you know, you stub your toe and then you fall over and hit your head, although that could be kind of funny. I mean, like, you stub your toe so hard it rattles you to your brain. Concussion/toe is like a Tom and Jerry injury. Like, Tom steps on the rake in the lawn and it comes up and it smacks him in the head, but it also impales his toe. It's a that is a cartoon injury designation. But Breeland, Edwards-Helaire, Fenton, Watkins, all limited, listed as limited in practice. Willie Gay did not practice. And Patrick Mahomes, quarterback, concussion/toe, FP, full participant. That was the injury report the Chiefs put out. Then they put out a revised injury report. I think our friend Matt Derrick was the first on Twitter to say that the Chiefs were about to issue an updated injury report. On the second edition of the injury report, Patrick Mahomes was listed as a limited participant. Now, what happened there? He didn't unpractice. But what I saw a couple people kind of get at this on Twitter, and then I'm going to add my own, you know, flavor here. But the logic is that you cannot be a full participant in practice if you've not cleared the concussion protocol, which makes total sense. Also, today was a limited practice in its own way. That's basically how Andy Reid described it. We'll hear that clip from him in a second. I think that's the one that we should have ready to go. But
I do have two Andy Reid clips, but I have the one that is the answer to Adam Teicher's.
I think that's the one that I wanted.
If for some reason it's not, I have the other one that is about Patrick and the protocol stage. So there's Patrick on how he looked today, and then Andy Reid on Patrick and the protocol stage.
Excellent. I think the first one will get the job
done.
One
of the two will work.
But Andy Reid says, and you can hear it from him in a second, he says that it was a basically limited practice today, so Mahomes took all the snaps, which is what he said in the presser, He took all the snaps, therefore full participant, you would say, right? But he took all the snaps in part because it was a practice that didn't involve him getting contact. Which, now for quarterbacks, typically you're not getting hit anyway. But the Chiefs even tweeted out like a little video with Mahomes and Edwards-Helaire that I actually am not sure is still on Twitter. Did that get deleted? I quote tweeted it, so I'm gonna go see if that if I get a little "this tweet has been deleted" sort of thing from my quote tweet there, because that would be a little bit of yeah, it sure is interesting. Wonder if there's been some issues around Chiefs sort of Chiefs communications today. It looks like, because there was a video of. Of Mahomes, I think it was a little play action fake handoff to Clyde Edwards-Helaire. No pads, no helmets, which again makes sense. So you think about Mahomes having a head slash neck concussion, whatever injury, you don't want him, you know, want his head squished in a helmet if you don't have to, whatever. But it was both of them not wearing helmets. No one out there is wearing pads and stuff. But he fakes a handoff to Clyde, and I think he throws pass out of the frame. That tweet is gone now, which I didn't realize until just now. But that looked like a pretty comfortable Mahomes. And for the Chiefs Twitter account to have tweeted it at all makes me think that they're pretty sure it's okay to use some Patrick Mahomes promotional materials. Although the fact that it came back down again is pretty interesting. But because it was a limited sort of practice, Mahomes was fully participating in it. And then was listed as being a full participant because he did everything you could do in a limited practice. But because he is still in the protocol, he cannot be a full participant. And so it's a little bit of a tiptoeing around kind of all the terms and the listings, little give and take of what. Did he do what didn't he do and all of that? But here's Andy Reid talking about how Mahomes looked when he was out there today and how much he was able to do.
So he looked good. He's in the protocol. So there's only certain things he can do, and it's a limited basis. But today is a little bit limited practice. So this fit right into what he could do. But he took all the snaps, and, he feels good. So, I mean, We're just going to follow this protocol as close as we possibly can.
So he's limited, but he took all the snaps, but the practice was limited. You probably get it at this point. But that's a little do-si-do that we've done around all of this stuff today. Practice moves inside. He was a full participant in a limited practice, so he's a limited participant because he has to be. This is all pretty good news in the grand scheme of things. Now, the fact that Clyde and Watkins and all of those guys were limited on a day that was limited, I don't know if they just got their books in order there. Here's the thing. Here's the truth of it. Tomorrow is going to be a way brighter beacon in terms of what's coming next. I think last week, I think Watkins and Clyde maybe both even were either full or more of a participant. On Wednesday, which makes more sense in retrospect, if I do have that right, that they did more in a day where they had to do less. They did a larger percentage of the stuff in a day with less stuff, essentially. That actually makes a lot of sense, but it's just sort of led to this static of information today, trying to figure out what's actually going on. So, Let's do the other Andy Reid clip here, Rudy, about where Mahomes is at specifically in the protocol, because that's the next question. That's the thing that I would love to be able to answer, and Andy Reid doesn't really answer. I think this was Sorin's follow-up to this, because I remember him saying, giving Andy Reid permission to tell him to buzz off or whatever, so it was none of his business. But here, this is a little bit of a glimpse, not the full picture yet, but a little more information on where Mahomes is in this process right now.
Yeah. Well, it's whatever day we're in here. So they kind of base it off of that. He's done well up to this point, and they just progress you through the day. So today was, work, limited work, and no contact, I think, was the schedule for today. So that's kind of what we're doing on Wednesday. So it fit in perfect with that.
So there you see how it all lines up, why there could be some confusion about limited or full participants. He was a full participant on a limited day. That's the gist of it there. Which, again, is a good sign, because if he was able to do that today, he should be able to advance to the next stage tomorrow, and tomorrow should be another stage of practice that he gets tested on. And if he's able to do everything tomorrow, then he's able to do everything on Friday, which will be a lesser intensity day again, I'd imagine. And then he's riding clean as a questionable listing into the game this weekend. That's my guess at this point as to how this is sort of most likely to play out.
Real fast, just because I pulled it up. For last week, Sammy Watkins did not practice the entire week, but Clyde Edwards-Helaire was a limited participant on Wednesday, practice on Thursday, and then was listed as questionable on Friday.
And so
Sammy,
that,
though, was out the entirety of the week.
Okay. But there's a little bit of a through line there in terms of, like, was able to get on the field on a day mm-hmm. where they were asked to do less. They weren't going to put Clyde out there to get hit in practice on Thursday, essentially. So he wasn't going to be good to go. The full participant, limited participant, limited practice, whatever. Today's thing does not mean rubber stamp good to go for Mahomes for Sunday. But him being a full participant tomorrow probably does. That would probably mean he's essentially exited out of the protocol or is very much aligned to do that on Friday.
And I would assume, I wouldn't be surprised at all if tomorrow he wasn't still technically another limited participant
right.
with the expectation. So, like, even if he's a limited participant tomorrow, that doesn't mean he's obviously out for Sunday. Friday's the big deal, the big day. Also, if he's a limited participant on Friday, I also don't think that necessarily means he's out on Sunday, because
yeah.
I have a hard, because I know, like, you know, again, like, right, like Andy Reid, and being a limited participant's different than being out. Andy Reid's philosophy is typically you don't practice on Friday, you don't play on Sunday. Something tells me if Patrick Mahomes was cleared on Saturday, full, ready to go, if he was cleared
yeah.
even on Sunday morning, good
yeah.
to go. I got a feeling he's going to play.
I think he'd probably play.
And
my hunch is that he would play.
And part of that is because I think if Patrick just decided one year, like, hey, I'm going to do the Plaxico Burress here. I'm not going to practice during the week, but I'm going to play on Sunday. I think he might still be an MVP candidate.
Probably. I wouldn't fight
kinda
that.
Kind of good.
But there you go. There's your sort of overview of the news of the day in terms of what you can reasonably expect. We're going to have to do a whole lot of figuring stuff out as we go still, but that should sort of prop the door open. Someone on Facebook said, who are we kidding? Mahomes will play. NFL's big business. They want their star players playing. That's true. I mean, they also didn't force him back out there against the Browns. Maybe that wouldn't have been a battle worth taking. And I do think that pretty much everybody except for Bills fans wants Mahomes to play in this game. You also do. It's funny just the way that we, because I don't necessarily disagree with that, but the way that we talk about specifically head injuries is so interesting. Because we just sort of at least we assume there's at least some amount of mental capacity and, like, choice making that comes into play there. Because, you know, Mahomes had his kneecap on the side of his leg, but if that would have happened in the divisional round of the AFC playoffs last year, he would not have been back for the AFC championship game. But there's not a way to get him back out there, you know, air quotes, with a knee issue. The NFL would have loved Tom Brady to have never torn his ACL, but he did, and then he missed that whole year, right? My point is that I think the idea that, oh, they'll get him back out there, it's big business, sort of discounts what head injuries, like, literally are. But if it's something that you feel like you can function through, If Patrick Mahomes is out there and he's got glassy eyes in the huddle, I do not think he's going to continue playing or be playing at all. I think that if, I think that if the thought in the building is, now listen, the whole independent neurologist is supposed to solve this problem. I don't know. I don't know how efficient, how effective this is. But I think if the thought in the building, or Mahomes' thought is, I would love to have two more days to not get hit in the head. And I think I'd be, or another week to not get hit in the head would be great. Maybe they would be more cautious in other times, but if he says, I would love a week to not get hit in the head here, and but if I absolutely have to, I could play, and I just will, then I do think that we're going to see him. And frankly, I think we're going to see him. But I think that there's something interesting within all of that, and just the way that we talk about head injuries in general, that it's something that you can play through if you choose to, which I think is largely... Like, that is a huge issue that the NFL has been trying to get away from for a while now.
They don't want guys doing that. Again, like, we see players able to talk their ways, you know, out of injuries to get back on the field. An ankle injury, maybe leg injury, hand, whatever. Something that where you probably shouldn't play, but, like, you can physically play.
You can put
play.
A cast can, on. Terrorist Ward can, was playing before
yeah,
he
you can talk
should
your way
have,
through
you know,
that.
For his hand, right.
I don't know how much you can talk your way through head injuries right now. It's just the NFL just took so much heat, and it just opened you up to more lawsuits. And it's just I just don't know if like they could. I just think.
But it is the guy.
But it is the guy.
It's also the guy. I get it. I think it's interesting.
It is extremely interesting. If the NFL, like, obviously this is something we could never like fully know or ever prove. If the NFL was ever in a situation where, like, the Chiefs reached out to them, they were like, hey, yeah, Patrick didn't totally pass, but, like, he's, like, 90% pass. Can we work something out here? I don't think the Chiefs ever do that because I think Clark Hunt's smart. I think Andrew's smart. I think Brett Veach is smart. I think they know that this guy, again, winning a Super Bowl this year would be great. It's not worth losing Mahomes for the next 10 years of his career. Like, there's just more value there. But, like, it would just be interesting to see, like, how that conversation would play out if we could.
The one thing is, so, I love Twitch usernames. So, Pig1Number1 on Twitch. So, this Chiefs team normally keeps dudes out of a game for an extra game when it comes to concussions. They won't risk his overall health for a chance at a second AFC championship. Here's the thing. I actually think... Err on the side of caution. Give guys an extra day off and or an extra week off if you're worried about a head injury and that stuff. If you're talking about Mahomes in the AFC Championship game, you're right. If he gets through all but one phase of the concussion protocol, he's not going to play. It simply can't happen.
Yeah. If he did and that report came out, which it almost guaranteed would, it would be a massive scandal.
Huge deal. That can't, won't happen. The idea of you cleared protocols, we would love to, again, to put you on ice for another week, but this is the AFC Championship game, and if you get through this one, you get a bye week before the Super Bowl, or the season's over, either way. And then also, don't scramble this week or whatever, which would hurt the offense. I think that's something that I could hear that conversation
for
happening.
Sure.
Of like, all right, we were going to try to protect you out there as much as possible. You passed the protocols, you are clear. It's just not as cautious as we wish we could be. That's a different conversation. So again, he has to pass. If he passes the steps, I think he's going to play. Period. Someone on Facebook, it just says empty username. Still, we haven't fixed this yet.
I meant to mess with that today. I forgot.
That's fine.
I'm pretty sure I know where you're going. Devon Perry.
Okay, so Devon says it's not a true concussion though.
Yes.
As a question,
he also had the most recent empty username. That kind of follows up on that.
So, and then maybe also Devon says it's just different than a knock your socks off concussion, so I don't think it's fair to compare them. Well, so this is also the thing. Today he was actually listed on the injury report as, again, toe/concussion. It is certainly not a traditional looking concussion. Is it a more or less serious form? Is it a real or believed concussion? I don't know. But whenever it looks like a concussion, you have to clear the protocol regardless. Because here's the thing. If I stub my toe really hard to the point that my eyes gloss over and I start staggering around, my head didn't do anything. But if I've got concussion-like symptoms, well, now I've got to clear that protocol regardless. And it is my absolute understanding that you have an opportunity to clear that protocol between one Sunday and the next. So if I stub my toe really hard and then I'm able to shake that off, maybe I'm not allowed to finish the show, but I'd probably be able to be back tomorrow because I could pass it all in the shortest amount of time. I don't know the shortest amount of time to clear concussion protocol. I imagine it's not 1 or 2 days. So it kind of doesn't matter. You know what? I will say this. If it ends up being some form of false alarm concussion, then it would make you less worried about the long-term repercussions of it. But the other thing is that, you know, whenever it's not like it's you can't really do an MRI like you would on some knee tendons and say, oh, actually, like we got lucky here.
Like, the Chiefs can know exactly what the issue with the toe is and, like, what the treatment is, because you can just put the toe into a machine and the machine just tells you, hey, here's what's up.
We find out about CTE whenever there are autopsies done. You're just not going to be able – you cannot accurately assess – in my understanding, I'm not a doctor, but I've listened to doctors –
I watch Grey's Anatomy.
I'm basically a doctor.
16 seasons now.
No kidding?
Yeah, I've seen too many episodes of Grey's Anatomy.
You've watched it all?
Yeah.
No kidding?
Yep.
All right, put a pin in that. Don't let me forget to ask you about watching 16 seasons of Grey's Anatomy.
I think they're on season 17 currently. It's either 16 or 17.
It's just a tough thing to gauge. That's just the truth of it. And again, the issue there is that if it looks like a concussion, you enter the protocol, and then if you clear the protocol, you can play. If the Chiefs want to give an extra week, or, you know, maybe in a more perfect situation they would have, and here maybe they don't. Here, maybe they do. Maybe they say we'd rather deal with this with Chad Henne rather than risk this because you're still concerning us for whatever reason. That's fine. It's just way more difficult to guess, for lack of a better word, how serious it actually is. It's just tough. And that's why this whole week is tough. That's where we end up here. And somebody said, you know, they mentioned like the chokehold thing. The chokehold thing was so quick. I mean, it could have been a blood thing, but even then, now you're talking about blood to the head. I mean, there's just, we know the danger zone here. And so they have to go through the steps to try to get the best read as to what actually happened and what the repercussions are and what the repercussions would be of him playing on Sunday.
I mean, here's the thing. There's no worst case is that he goes to the concussion protocol and essentially right. Or best case is that he goes to the concussion protocol without a concussion. I would rather him do that. He stumbled on the field. Again, this is our $500 million quarterback. Well, let's just play it safe a little bit. Again, I'm not saying that he shouldn't play this weekend, but let's just go through this protocol and make sure his head's good to go.
Right, what I would rather not do.
That seems to almost be like this controversial fact. Like, hey, can we not just like make sure he's good?
Yeah, what I would rather not do is say like this Facebook comment, you know, that Mahomes is not a sit on the sidelines kind of quarterback and it's not a concussion.
You don't know that.
We don't know that. We don't know that it's not a concussion. Just to be honest, we really don't know. He was listed with toe/concussion on the injury report today. He's in the concussion protocol. We just don't know. I'm not saying it might not be a concussion. It might not be a concussion, but we don't know. And saying, okay, so he sat on the sidelines whenever his knee was healing. Should he have come back a week sooner, or does that make him a sit on the sidelines kind of quarterback? I think that differentiation is silly.
Yeah, he's not tough enough.
I just don't think that's.
He's just, you know, he's soft. He's weak. We'll see. Hey, apparently the city just likes calling their quarterback soft, right? Like that. Apparently that's just a thing here.
That joke is still for four people, but four people thought that joke was absolutely killed. And again on Facebook, I just think that, you know, not arguing with you, I just think this is different. Absolutely. But my pivot off of that would be to say this is absolutely different. Which is why this week has had so much of the talking in circles that we did for an hour last night and we've done for 30 minutes here today, because it is absolutely unusual. And at this point, we don't know which direction that is going to pull the Chiefs. The report's so far have been positive. Him being a full limited participant in practice today is a positive. If he is a full participant tomorrow or even a heavy limited participant tomorrow, that will be a positive. I think he's probably playing based on the reports and the information that we have. I think he's probably going to be able to play. and will play. As soon as he gets cleared, he'll be good to go. That is absolutely what I would bet my money on at this point. But I also want to make sure that we get all of the information and we talk about all the angles that are available on it. One more comment before we take a break here. In fact, I lost it because this has gone off the screen because of the sheer number of comments that we've gotten, because this show is extremely popular. Mr. Jeremy Jam on Twitch, which was already... Do you remember what it was verbatim, Rudy, or just the topic of his first comment that I would like to address?
Oh, yeah. Give me 2 seconds. I'll have it for you.
If you have it open. It really fits being named after the worst person in Parks and Rec.
I forget that Twitch... Technically, I had the chat to the side, so it doesn't have. But basically, he said, just got on the Twitch, saw the resolution, 576p ? LOL.
So here's the thing.
Making fun of us, Jeremy Jam.
Here's the thing, Mr. Jeremy Jam. If that's your real name, which seems unlikely because it's named after a character from Parks and Recreation. We basically, at this point, we've got TV-quality little remote cameras in the studio, because what the Border Patrol uses on 38 The Spot. Got these TV, you know, little... They basically look like R2-D2's head upside down with little cameras in them.
I never thought about it like that.
I honestly hadn't either, but I just had to explain it for the first time ever. We got these cameras. These cameras are good. I've got an HD TV with just... If you watch on any of the videos, where I am looking right now, this is a TV with myself on it, or wherever the camera is. So if Rudy flips it to himself, I'll see Rudy there. But if you see me looking up and to the right, it's because I'm looking at myself or like the framing or something. And it's crystal clear. You know, it's our lighting in here could be better, but that's something we'll figure out in time. But. We're running the video feed through the world's first laptop. So,
yes.
And we got through Facebook it never really bothered me, but especially seeing it on like Twitch, I wanted it to have, you know, a crispy
for sure
visual. And so Beards was yesterday or no, Friday I think for the Thursday, yeah. Friday, I think. Beards was running it through his computer from this millennium, and we were suddenly pumping it out at least a crispy 720. You know, I don't know if it was 1080p, but it was like a crispy 720. It looked good. Graphics looked good. It was nice. But Beards isn't here tonight because he's on the COVID reserves list. And so now we've taken the step backwards again to it's not this little laptop's fault.
No.
It's doing its best. It's gotten us very far.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say, hey, little laptop, can you take this sort of TV visual quality and take it through all of your your ones and zeros and then put it up on Twitch, Facebook, and YouTube? And can you do that at like a nice sort of 2021 kind of nice high quality? The computer has just gently, firmly, but you know, kindly said, no, I can't. What I can do is 560p.
It's just a little dirty Dan over here. You know, if you ask it to
it's
do the
just
right
the dirty
job,
Dan of laptops.
If you ask it to do it the right job, it'll do it very well. But when you ask it to do too much, you know, you're asking for trouble.
Now, Mr. Jeremy Jam on Twitch has said, I more so meant that it's a strange resolution.
Yeah, it's very strange.
That's absolutely true.
Very true. I've never honestly heard of the resolution, but it's
no,
true.
Because I actually just looked at the software that we're running it through, and it says 1024 by 576. And I've also never seen that.
Never.
Why isn't that 1080 by 720?
No idea.
Did we do something? Maybe we did something wrong this time. That computer is definitely, you know, it's doing its best.
I haven't touched anything. Just fired it up like we normally do.
Yeah, I also thought that was odd, though, actually. I saw that earlier and thought that was strange.
I remember Beards had messed with it in an attempt to make a better quality, and so this may be the resolution that we ended up on.
It's so close to 1080.
Yeah, because it is so technically a little bit better than what our previous one. Like, it looks a little bit
more
crisper.
Yeah, you're right.
So
before, Beards, it was like 800 by something.
So I think Beards got it about as good as it can get. And I think that's just what the resolution was, which, again, yeah, never heard of it before.
I mean, like, I am trying to see if you type 1024X in Google to see if that, you know, is a thing. The first result is 1024 by 768.
That checks out.
Not by 576. Like, that doesn't make, that's just, it's just a very odd resolution. That's true. Sorry for getting so sensitive about our video quality, Mr. Jeremy Jam.
You're a good congressman. Yeah, you're all right.
I would vote you straight out of the Pawnee. He wasn't a congressman, was he?
No, he was like a city council.
He's like
member.
A city. Yeah, he was a city council dork with a private bathroom. Are you one of the private bathroom? I don't know. It's been a minute since I've seen Parks and Rec. Did you see one of the guys from Parks and Rec is the president now? That's crazy.
What?
Yeah. Like, I
didn't know that.
Like,
Ron Swanson?
No, I mean, I love Ben Schwartz.
Chris Pratt?
I love Ben Schwartz and his role there, absolutely tremendous. I don't think he should be the president, though. That feels dangerous. He's like, he's the voice of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Is it Gary?
Jerry. I think it's Gary. Jerry
with a G. And Gary with a J.
Do you think Ben Schwartz would be a good president?
Sure. Why not? I still think it'd been a step up from the previous 4 years. At least we'd have a good celebrity. Just be a good actor.
Is that just because Beards isn't here that you can just say that without
yes.
Beards? Like, is this because the building empty right now?
Probably.
That was Rudy's joke. Hi, my name is Joshua Briscoe, and I sound like this. And that was a joke from Beards McFly.
But it was a good joke.
His name is Beards McFly who said that. He's on Twitter at Beards McFly. Tweet him and tell him how funny his joke was. What are we doing?
It's a good joke.
We should have taken a break 25 minutes ago.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Oh, fair.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
There's a bunch of ways you can get in touch with the show. If you do it through any of the video feeds, I'll be able to see your comments really easily. Just like right now, you can see the back of my head, right, Rudy? Rudy forgot to turn the camera around.
I didn't forget, it was just the best side.
We also, though, have a text line that you can text into, 913-912-4810. Rudy gets to decide if any of those make it to me or not. Rudy is my filtration device on that one.
Most of your texts are toxic. Not you, Josh,
right,
but you,
most
the people.
People texting. The text, we could talk about this, I think, a little bit. The text line is weird. There are toxicity rankings in terms of how people communicate with other people. And, like, especially in an instance like this where it's, you know, a large number of people. I don't know how to say this in a way that doesn't either come off really like a real D-bag or just wrong, but you have multiple people sort of sending messages to, in this instance, two people or like an entity kind of, but in that specific format, like, you know, I get a bunch of tweets and during the show, we get a bunch of Facebook comments and Twitch comments and YouTube comments. And then there's the text line. And weirdly, the text line seems like it has the most sort of like vitriolic stuff. Hey, everybody. If you text the text line from your phone, we have your phone number. I might just call you someday. I'm not even on the radio. I might just call you and be like, hey, this is Josh Briscoe. You called me a bleep on the text line yesterday. What are you? What's your life? I want to know everything about you. What's your name? We could do that. But the text line is, I think it's just because it's numbers, right? Because all of the, you know, on Facebook, you at least got, people are bleep holes on Facebook too, plenty of, you know, plenty often enough. Nobody today, for the record. Not subtweeting anyone. Just sometimes you'll get, you know, just that one dude. Not that it's always a dude, but it is. You get that one dude that's just calling you an idiot for like 30 minutes. Like they're sticking around to get that message across.
The guy who shows up every day just to let you know you suck.
Yeah, it's like he's got an alarm set for 8 o'clock every weekday to see if Almost Entirely Sports is on and to tell Josh to go to hell. It's a weird hobby you have, but I guess I'm flattered. But for the most part, Facebook commenters on the live videos and stuff are good. Just people talking, asking Chiefs questions or being excited about the Chiefs or whatever. Because it's also got, you know, like your profile picture and stuff and like your full given name. The Twitch side of things has been great.
We're just being harassed by congressmen.
By councilmen. By Pawnee councilmen.
I think this Jeremy Jam moved up.
He's moving up in the world.
Here's the thing. If
are you going to make another joke?
Yeah,
but I'm gonna have to answer too.
No, I don't think it's a joke. If that show came out today, a guy like Jeremy Jam would absolutely move past city council member of Pawnee, Indiana. Like,
yeah, no, absolutely.
He is absolutely a senator of Indiana.
Yeah, no, that's true. I think that's fair. But the YouTube has been fine. Not as many people there typically. And the Twitch has been great because I think the people that watch this show on Twitch we have very similar wavelengths.
Absolutely.
You know?
We're coming up with names like Mr. Jeremy Jam.
Yeah, that's
great.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I feel safe with the Twitch folks. But the text line is just so angry almost all the time. It's really strange. I don't know. It's very weird.
I occasionally will go look at like text from like other shows, just like from various times throughout the day. Not often, just every now and then I'll click on an old one and whoof.
You know what I'm going to start doing? If you're mean on the text line, I'm going to text you from my personal phone number, but it's just going to be like, the text is just going to say like, "Hey, big boy, it's Kelly from the bar. When do you want to meet up again?" And I'm just going to pray to God that your wife looks at your phone. I'm going to ruin your life by getting your number from the text line and then texting you as a fake person you're having an affair with. And I am going to assume that you're a man. Because I don't think I've ever gotten anonymous disdain from a woman on the text line or Twitter or Facebook or anything. You can disagree. Like plenty of people have disagreed with me on a number of things, but there's a specific sort of tenor that comes through that you're just like, why are you like, what happened? Why are you like this? Jeremy Jam, Senator Jam suggested on the Twitch that we need to have Beards read the text line messages and sat to sad fans music at some point. That's a pretty good idea.
Might be too much bleeps.
That's a good idea. I like that. There was a text that I was actually supposed to get to, and Rudy, I have straight up forgotten what the topic was.
Essentially, the idea that maybe the Chiefs are going about the injury situation a little coy to maybe make the Bills prepare a little differently. A little trickery.
Yeah. So, a little gamesmanship.
Yeah, gamesmanship. So that's a good word.
I think it's a good question. It's totally a fair question, that I think has a predominant answer, and then also kind of a little side answer. Predominantly, I don't think the Chiefs are hiding. Well, I do think they're hiding Mahomes today, actually. I don't think the Chiefs are limiting Mahomes or going to try to get him limited participation in practice or like keep him in the concussion protocol for longer to make the Bills prepare for Chad Henne. I do not think that they're doing that. I do think that they would like the Bills to guess where exactly he is and what he'll be able to do on Sunday. I don't think that they will officially name a starter or fully activate until at least Friday. That would be my guess.
And real quick, because I think you make a good point, it's not just about whether or not he will or won't play, but it's also about what can he do if he does indeed play.
Totally.
Like, I think that probably gets overlooked a little bit when we talk about the, again, about the gamesmanship of that.
But I also think that if the Bills are spending half of their time preparing for Chad Henne this week, it is incredibly foolish. And they know that. Sam Ehlinger, I heard that question during the break from Rudy from the text line. And I went to, I remember seeing this tweet from Ehlinger. This is 8 hours ago. My favorite part of this is the Chiefs are 100% trolling the Bills, and the Bills are 100% not preparing for Chad Henne. And so, you know, moving practice inside, yeah, that's them trolling the Bills. There are two reasons that the Bills should be spending 98% of their time on Patrick Mahomes. One is that I think he's going to play, just based on what we know at this point. Assume he's going to play. The second reason is, how does your defense change if suddenly Chad Henne is playing and Patrick Mahomes is not? The inverse of that, how does your game plan change if Chad Henne is playing and where you're prepared for Chad Henne, but then Mahomes starts playing? That's a big deal. The inverse, though, honestly, I don't think it changes that much. It just gets easier. You know, some of the deep stuff will probably be limited, but I mean, we saw Henne uncorked one that got picked off against the Browns.
Well, that was Andy Reid's fault.
And Andy Reid took responsibility for that? Sure, yes. Because he called the play that only had one route on it, and it was he had to throw it. Yes, absolutely. That was facetious. But Andy Reid did take blame for it, which is just a very Andy Reid thing to do. But I think the Chiefs' offense would stay relatively similar schematically. Maybe some more screens and stuff. But I think it would stay relatively similar schematically with Chad Henne coming in for Patrick Mahomes, because I think we saw it look pretty similar against the Browns. A week to prepare, maybe they do some different things. But mostly it's just, okay, what can Patrick Mahomes do that Chad Henne can't? Run right and then sidearm throw left while pirouetting with your eyes closed. Okay, well, how are you preparing for that anyway? Oh, we were just praying to varying deities. Oh, okay. So don't worry about it then. I'm very confident that the Bills are preparing for Patrick Mahomes. And I am pretty confident we'll see Patrick Mahomes play on Sunday. It's also just an absolutely bonkers way that we've spent the first hour of these last two shows just trying to figure out what's going on with Patrick Mahomes. Because again, to the point from earlier, it is different. This is an unusual situation on an injury front, on a concussion front, all over the place. We have a Facebook commenter that we're not going to get the name for probably. I don't know, Rudy, see if you can find it. It said, "Hi, Joshua from Chiang Mai, Thailand, watching you on Facebook. Great show." Thank you.
Jim Hugger.
Thank you, Jim. International, baby. Show's global. All around the world, we're wondering what's going on in Patrick Mahomes' skull/neck. We're all guessing together.